Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Miniso, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but is definitely worth a deep dive for long-term investors like us. If you're into retail stocks with a global twist, stick around because we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Miniso, along with some key insights to help you decide if this fits your wealth-building portfolio. First, let's get a quick lay of the land. Miniso is a fast-growing lifestyle retailer based in China, operating in the consumer discretionary sector with a focus on affordable, trendy household and consumer goods. Think of it as a blend of variety store vibes with a modern, minimalist aesthetic, often compared to a Japanese-inspired dollar store. They've got a massive footprint, especially in Asia, but are expanding globally with thousands of stores across multiple countries. With a solid employee base and a market cap that reflects serious investor interest, Miniso is carving out a unique spot in the retail industry. Now, let's touch on some recent buzz and performance trends to set the stage. Based on the latest news and data, Miniso has been making waves with strong quarterly results, particularly in their international markets. Their performance over the past year shows a promising upward trajectory, outpacing many peers in the retail space, though there are some short-term fluctuations to keep an eye on over the last month or so. The latest earnings call for Q3 2024 highlighted robust revenue growth and a strategic push into new regions, which has investors talking. But as we'll see, not everything is smooth sailing. Let's dive into the SWOT to unpack what's driving this stock and what could trip it up. Strengths. All right, let's start with what Miniso is doing right. Their revenue growth is a standout. Looking at the income statements, they've posted consistent increases year over year, with total revenue hitting RMB 12.28 billion for the first 9 months of 2024, as per their latest earnings call. That's a clear sign of strong demand for their products, especially in a competitive retail landscape. Another big plus is their international expansion. The earnings call emphasized how much of their growth is coming from outside China, with new store openings and partnerships fueling their global presence. This diversification reduces reliance on a single market, which is huge for long-term stability. Financially, they're in a decent spot with a healthy gross profit margin and net profit margin, showing they're not just growing, but also keeping a good chunk of that revenue as profit. Their current ratio and quick ratio suggest solid liquidity, meaning they can cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. And let's not overlook their free cash flow yield. It's positive and trending well, indicating they've got cash to reinvest into growth or return to shareholders. For us long-term investors, that's a green flag for sustainability. Weaknesses. Now let's get real about where Miniso might be slipping. One concern popping up is their debt-to-equity ratio. While it's not alarming, it's worth watching because any increase in borrowing to fund expansion could weigh on their balance sheet if growth slows. The balance sheet shows a manageable level of liabilities, but it's something to monitor. Another issue is their dependency on consumer discretionary spending. Retail, especially in the lifestyle segment, can take a hit when economic conditions tighten. If consumers start cutting back on non-essentials, Miniso's revenue could feel the pinch, especially in newer, less established markets. Lastly, while their performance metrics show strength over the longer term, there's some volatility in the shorter windows, like the past month. This could signal sensitivity to market sentiment or operational hiccups that might spook short-term traders, even if we're in it for the long haul. Opportunities. Let's talk about the upside potential, because there's plenty to get excited about. First off, their strategic focus on international growth, as highlighted in the Q3 2024 earnings call, is a massive opportunity. Emerging markets are hungry for affordable, trendy goods, and Miniso is well positioned to capture that demand with their low-cost, high-appeal model. Another area to watch is their brand enhancement efforts. They're doubling down on improving customer experience and store aesthetics, which could drive higher foot traffic and loyalty, key for retail success. If they keep innovating on product offerings, they could widen their moat against competitors. Looking at forward PE ratios, the estimates suggest the stock might be reasonably valued compared to future earnings growth. If they hit those projections, there's room for price appreciation, especially if market sentiment swings in their favor. This could be a sweet spot for us long-term players to build a position. And don't sleep on industry trends. The consumer discretionary sector, while cyclical, often benefits from rising middle-class spending in developing regions. Miniso's geographic revenue segments show strong contributions from outside their home base, aligning perfectly with this macro tailwind. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks we can't ignore. First, geopolitical tensions and trade issues, especially for a China-based company like Miniso, could disrupt their supply chain or international expansion plans. Any negative headlines or policy changes could impact investor confidence, even if operations remain solid. Competition in the retail space is brutal. They're up against global giants and local players who might undercut on price or outmaneuver on innovation. If Miniso can't keep differentiating, they risk losing market share, especially in saturated markets. Economic downturns are always a threat for retail. If inflation persists or consumer confidence drops, discretionary spending could dry up, hitting their top line hard. Their earnings call mentioned navigating market challenges, but it's unclear how resilient they'd be in a full-blown recession. Finally, while their sector performance data shows they're keeping pace, any underperformance relative to industry averages, like on PE or growth metrics, could make them less attractive compared to peers. Investors might pivot to other names if Miniso doesn't maintain its edge. As we wrap up this analysis, let's zoom out for a second and think about what this all means for a long-term investor. Miniso has a compelling growth story with strong revenue trends and a clear path to expand globally, which is exciting for anyone looking to build wealth over the next decade. Their financials show they've got the muscle to keep pushing forward, but those debt levels and economic sensitivities are worth keeping an eye on. For me, the international expansion and brand focus are the big catalysts to watch. Those could be game changers if executed well. On the flip side, external risks like competition and macro headwinds could throw a wrench in the works, so it's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. In conclusion, Miniso offers a mix of solid potential and notable risks for long-term investors. If you're bullish on global retail growth and believe in their ability to navigate challenges, this could be a worthy addition to your portfolio. But stay vigilant. Keep tabs on their quarterly results and how they're handling debt and expansion. For more deep dives like this, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Miniso in the comments. Do you see it as a buy for the long haul, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going.